Profile on Praise Junction.
Listen. This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story. Tell about my Savior. Show the world His love. This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
As we allow our guests just to settle in and relax, getting set for to hear his testimony this morning, allow us to quickly get to our song of the day today. And we want to testify that indeed God has been good to us. In every situation, He's remained God, He's remained awesome, He's remained excellent, He's remained faithful. And that's who He is. He will never change. And after this song of the day by Pastor Jabu Longwani, we'll come back and I'll be introducing my guest to you as we get to hear his testimony this day on Profile. Remember, hashtag is Profile on Praise Junction and hashtag real people, real stories, real God, and a real change.
He's an excellent God. He's a comforting God. He brought us from a mighty long way. We are here because of His grace and mercy. He is a wonderful God. We just want to tell Him how wonderful He is, how marvelous and excellent He is. Because that's all we see when we look at ourselves. Because we don't know how we got here. That's all we want to say. How wonderful you are. Come on, let me hear you.
A wonderful God.
You are.
You are.
To me.
To me.
That's what you are, Jesus.
A wonderful God.
You are.
You are.
To me.
To me.
You're a wonderful God.
A wonderful
every day
you are
to me.
You
want to say it one more time? Join us if you want.
A wonderful God.
That's what you
are.
You are to me. What a wonderful
God.
That's a wonderful God.
Everything I am
belongs to you.
Belongs to
because
my wonderful God.
My wonderful God.
You are
to me.
To me.
I want to say it one more time and say everything that I am.
Everything I am.
I release to you, Jesus. What you
are
to me. My God is exceptional.
Exceptional God.
He does not make a mistake.
You are.
He does things so well.
To me.
He's excellent and exceptional.
Exceptional God.
That's what He is.
You are
to me. Wonderful,
you are.
One more time. Exceptional, exceptional,
exceptional God.
You are
to me.
He's exceptional.
Exceptional God.
That's what you are.
There is nobody like you in heaven and all of the earth. You reign with power and majesty. You are God of everything. You are God of everything. Yes, you are everything to me. Oh God, oh comforting God. Yes, you are.
You are
to me.
To me.
You're the comforting
God.
Yes, you are. You are to me.
How many of you know him to be a comforting God tonight?
Oh, comforting God, yes, you are
to me.
Oh, comforting God, yes, you are
to me.
To be praised. For he is all those things and more. We cannot have enough of him. He loved us even before we knew him. He is a wonderful God and an exceptional God.
Profile on Praise Junction.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
And as at 27 minutes past 11, you're on Hope FM, Listen and Leave. My name is Grace Mutiso, and I thank you all for tuning in today as we get to Profile, and many of us just welcoming back the Profile segment on Praise Junction. Asante sana, Oyera, Kuya, Daisy. For sure you had missed Profile. I can see that. Asante sana. Asante Ayazie Gloria Hillary. You say you can't wait. Yes. Asante and Kotia. This other name is hard. Let me try. Tisotsi? I hope I've gotten it right. We thank the Lord for you and to know that you're set joining us for Profile. Remember, Profile is where we have real people who've gone through real life stories. They have encountered a real God who's brought a real change, and they'll forever testify of his goodness. That's what you do on Profile. And as we proceed on with the program, if you have any question for our guests, you have a comment, you can do that. Our SMS line is 20933. That is 20933. You can also get in touch with us on the SMS line 20933. Our WhatsApp line is 0717400555. And you can also talk to us at Hop FM live on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. Asante sana Evangelist Benson Gitau. You're saying Uber Bolt drivers are well represented. Asante sana. It's good to know that you're tuned in. So today, I want to introduce our guest. We are focusing on the story of God who is able to restore, God who is able to heal, God who is able to make us again, you know, after going through a tough season of loss and just having a tough life, God is able to restore you again. And that's the story of our guest in brief. Without much ado, allow me to introduce him to us. I introduce to us my great colleague right here at Top Media, who is our guest today, you know, as we premiere Profile after a long break. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well.
Good to see you. Leo Mifika Radio.
Leo Mifika Radio. For the first time.
You know, one of my colleagues told me, Grace, today you'll need to learn how to speak in Sheng. Because guests, she said, guests wako ni ule mse. You need to learn a bit of Sheng Kidogo, English, Swahili. So I'll try to up my game. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Yeah, God has been good. Yes.
Amen. So introduce yourself to my listener.
My name is Richard Stephen Ohalo. I work at Hope TV, Hope Media, that is, as a TV producer. Yeah.
Mm. You have three names I've observed. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
You've said you serve at Hop TV as a TV producer.
Yeah.
What does that entail, by the way?
A TV producer is, let me say in a simple word, arranging logistic works to bring in guests, come up with scripts of a shoot or a show. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and so many things. Making sure you have cameras, cameramen are good, everything is properly. Yani producing everything. Mm. Yes.
You know, for Wanjiku like me,
yeah.
So what does he say?
Yeah.
To quote you back,
yes.
You are this person who cooks the entire program.
Yes.
To ensure as Grace sits here.
The recipe are there.
Yes.
Yeah. Grace anaka pale, Richard anaka apa. Yeah, camera here will be in this angle. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. You've done this for how many years now?
I've done this for, let me say professionally, for a year, but I started as an editor. Yes.
Mm. Yes. Who is an editor?
An editor, a video editor.
Yes.
Let me be specific.
Yes.
A video editor.
Mm.
A video editor is a person who receives footages from a shoot. I'm from a producer. Let me use that word. From a producer.
Mm.
Then using a script, you edit the video according to the script and what it says.
Mm.
Yes.
Until you get the final product.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
That's nice. And you love what you do.
I love what I do.
Why? Yes. Why did you choose to go for producing? Was it your childhood dream or life happened? This was it.
You see, I used to have this friend of mine. His name is Luminous. He used to be neighbors. Luminous is a artist name, but his name is Emmanuel. Now, I was in, I think it was form two. He used to talk about, for him, he was doing music. Now, I used to come up with ideas. Luminous, these videos of yours, unafaa uifanye hivi na hivi na hivi. I think hapo ndo interest ilikuja. But before that, I wanted to be an engineer as my father.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the interest came after a friend.
Yes.
Friend's influence, and you love that.
Yes. And then I say, hey, this is what I wanted to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get to Hop TV? Yeah. Well, take us through that.
I think I'll say value. They saw what I could do, then they gave me the work. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Asante. And you do an excellent job. At Hop TV, what are some of the programs that you produce?
Now I'm doing Spotlight, which we'll be starting on 8th.
Mm.
This month, that is next week.
Yes. It airs every Wednesday.
It airs every third
or Thursday. When does profile come?
Tuesdays. Every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
And karibu sana hapa kwetu.
Asante.
So you know, Richard, your story, a long story, you know, of how God has seen you through until you're here. And somebody might say, "Hey, you know, Richard Aliangukia, you know, he's doing well, he's a top TV, everything is fine."
Mm.
But I want to take you way back, growing up as a young boy, where did you grow up, and what memories do you have growing up?
Before I go there, let me finish my introduction. Let me start again. My name is Richard Stephen Ohalo.
Yes.
Ohalo with double L.
Yes.
And I'm married. I have two children. Yes, yeah. I'm married to Nancy Akinyi.
Mm.
Yes.
Ungekuwa na shida leo jioni.
Yes.
You've been married for how many years?
I've been married for 7 years now.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. What do you love about Nancy?
Nancy.
Mm, you're a great wife.
The way she takes care of me and my children, and our children. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Okay.
She's a good friend. She's my, she's the gardener. She corrects me.
Yes.
Without her, singekuwa hapa. For sure. Yes. Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love her so much.
Mm.
Yes.
We appreciate Nancy for the great work. And I know she's listening.
She is.
Yeah. So take us back. Memories. Yeah. What memories do you have growing up as a young boy? And where did you grow up?
I grew up, actually, I was born in Narok. Narok County. Now Narok County. Then it was just a district.
Mm.
I was born in a hospital, Kijabe. My father used to work for Ministry of Works as an engineer. My mother used to be a housewife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was told, I don't know if it is true, my mother gave back to me when she was 18. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if she were there.
Mm-hmm.
Ama angekuwa sahi ningemuuliza, but I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you remember, you know, back then as a young person in Narok?
As a young person? What I can remember is people used to tell me I was very cheeky. When I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. That's all you remember? Yeah,
that's all I remember.
Okay.
And I used to hang out with my father most of the time.
Mm.
At a kinda job during weekends, he used to take me to end a job.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you are the daddy's boy?
Yes, and I'm the firstborn.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
So take us through the journey, you know, growing up in that family, mom and dad are there.
Yeah.
And then something happened that changed that
family. Yes, yes. I remember after nursery school, we went to Ushago for holiday, December.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had twin brothers. Moja alikuwa anaitwa Hillary, mwingine alikuwa anaitwa Kennedy. Then went to Ushago for a visit, kama kawaida, you know, the normal situation in Kenya. Kifika holidays, people go to Ushago kusalimia grandparents my parents. So I think for some time my mother felt sick, and she died.
How old were you?
I can't remember, because Najwa, I was just from nursery school. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she died, because someone brought us from Narok using a private car to Shago. Not our dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad alikuwa amebaki home,
mm-hmm.
a job. So I remember it was a green car,
yeah.
Suzuki.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we fikad home, then my mom felt sick. Then she died after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then Apo, we buried her. Because I have the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I was very young, I still have the pictures. When you're at all corner, struggle na yeye. Then after Apo, then tukabaki my dad, me and my two brothers, the twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Then my aunt took me, the sister to my father, took me. Then we came to Nairobi, Isili, Apo Section 3, karibu na California.
Mm.
Then nika join class 1, St. Bridget. Then my dad was transferred to Kilgoris, Transmara, as a district supervisor, public works. Then my dad remarried. I can't remember after how long.
Mm.
Then me, nikasoma, St. Bridget. I think I didn't finish Baka the last term.
Mm.
I can't remember very well, but it was kitambo sana.
Yeah.
Then my dad came to Nairobi. Then she requested me to accompany him to ende kuishi na Kilgoris. Then, but before that, because the twin brother, one of them died also.
In that process,
mm-hmm. died. So, I think waliona this other one ako lonely, so I should go back, live with my father and my stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to Kilgoris, and I joined school, Kilgoris primary.
Mm-hmm.
10. So I think I repeated. Yes, I repeated.
Class 1.
Mm-hmm. So you see, I'm starting over again.
Yes.
Yes. And we tukaka kidogo. I think a year. Then my dad aka fell sick again. I remember he was from work. Another white man dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
The Yodel Kombeba toolbox with the white apron. I mean, get us some kichwa na mumu. The following day, when I was preparing to go to school, my stepmom was very furious. I think alinituma na mimi nilidile kidogo, aliniambia go and ununue panadols. There was just a shop up where we were staying up inje. Then he was very furious. And ununue dawa. Then I went haraka nikanunua nikaleta me. We used to live kando na pali the DC anaishi, district commissioner Kilgoris. So used to go pia DC had a child same school, so I used to go with the same car, so tulikuwa tunapelekwa hivyo. So I tukaenda. When I came back in the evening, my dad was not there. Alikuwa mpelekwa Kisi hospital.
Yeah.
So I think I didn't see him for a week. So tukaka hivyo, me and my brother, the one alibaki. Then I think for after again 1 week, tukaenda kumuona. He was very good. Alikuwa, he was not the akuwa na kama mtu mgonjwa.
Mm.
Alikuwa jovial na nini. Then we talk. The last thing aliniambia, si ubaki na mimi hapa.
Oh.
That's what I can remember.
Yeah.
And nikamwambia hapa na mimi naogopa hosi.
Yeah.
Then we went back home. I think after some days, then nilikuwa home. I think ilikuwa weekend. Then I saw my stepmom coming from far. kidogo kidogo, I think when aliniona she started crying. Sikujua ni nini. Then dot kapata news that my dad had died. Yes.
How old were you by then?
I think 8 years. I was 8 years.
Then mom tells you that dad has died.
Yes. Actually, he didn't talk to me, but I think nilijua what happened. Because pia watu walianza kuja home. Yes. So I knew dad had died. Then after hapo, tukaenda kumzika, me and my brother. Then after the burial, my stepmom ran away.
Where were you staying by then? You know,
we shall go.
Okay. Yeah. Your mom has passed on. A few months later, your one of the twin brothers died. Then dad.
Then dad followed, yes.
So you're remaining two and stepmom runs away.
Yeah. Runs away tukabaki ushago, then tuka join rural school.
So who was taking care of you at that point?
My grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then we joined the rural school, but we were struggling a lot because atujazoea maisha ya ushago. So I could feel sick. My brother anakuwa mgonjwa, you see. So kulikuwa na hizo hatujazoea ushago. You know, those days ulikuwa unaenda shule za ushago, lazima ubebe kibuyu ya maji.
Yeah.
and cow dung. Mm-hmm. So tulikuwa tumezoea this life. Then again my brother fell sick.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently hakupelekwa osi. Alikuwa tu home. I think after some few days akadai. Nakumbuka my grandmother sent me glucose.
Mm.
Eneni mnunulie glucose.
Mm.
So mimi nikatembea nikaenda. So when I was coming back, so najua village Amaluo.
Mm.
We could hear people crying before atanifike. Nilijua tu my dad, my brother amekufa. So what I did is I just nilingia kwa boma. I went to my grandfather's house, nikaka kwa sofa, nikaka chini. I started crying.
Let's pause here. I'm hosting my colleague right here, Top Media. He's called Richard Ohalo. He's a TV producer at Hope TV. Just sharing with us his story. Yeah, of pain and how God has been faithful to him that he can even come and join us and testify. Keep it right here for your questions, comments. You're on 20933. That's our SMS line, 20933. You can also get us at Top FM Live, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can get us on 0717-400-555. That's our WhatsApp line. You're on Praise Junction at Top FM. Listen and leave the show near today. And it's Profile, where we host real people sharing with us their real stories who have encountered us a real God and has brought a real change in their life, and they're here to testify. Amen. And this day I host Mr. Richard Stephen Ohalo. He is a TV producer at Hope TV, right here at Hope Media, sharing with us his story of hope on how, after so many losses, actually losing all his family members, is the only surviving one, and here he is to testify. And we are looking forward to your questions and comments. Our SMS line is 20933. You can talk to us on 20933 at Hope FM Live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on 0717-400-555. That's our WhatsApp line. Welcome back, Richard.
Yes.
So you come back and you're told your brother is gone.
Yeah.
You're alone. How did you process that, you know, up to now the burial, and how was life after that?
After that, I was very bitter. I was asking myself some questions. Mm-hmm. Why is this happening to us? I'm alone. Then that made me so bitter, kabisa.
Mm.
Yeah. I remember crying to my aunt, mwambia mimi usiniwache hapa. Go with me. Remember the aunt who took me when I
was living in the city.
Yeah, when my mother died.
Mm.
Then, yeah, she agreed and we came to Nairobi. Yes, then Akumbuka, we went to, that time she was living in Kayole.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, starting over school then.
So she accepted, she
took you? Yeah, she took me. She didn't have kids then, but she was married.
Yeah.
Yes.
And at this time, you're how old?
I think then I was around 8-9 years up.
Do you remember by the time you have your only surviving brother going, you'd repeated class one like twice?
Yes. I think I was 9 years, more than,
so
9 years.
You come to the city.
I came to the city, started school at Kokayole, Soweto. Yeah. Then Shule. I think I went to school for one term. No, second term. Because I remember 1997 when bomb blast happened. My grandmother used to stay up at Madare. Then she requested that niende nimtembele. My aunt took me there. Then after, I think, 2 or 3 days, she again suggested that I should go to Narok visit my aunt, my sister's mother. Then I went there. Kaka holiday, so unajua you are on holiday, then you'll go back to Nairobi for school. Then when time came for me to go back, sioni nikirudishwa, because my grandmother ndo alikuwa kuja anirudisha Nairobi. Yeye alikuwa sharudi Nairobi, ameniacha huko. Mi kukaa, my aunt anashangaa, mbona sirudishwe, na try ku contact the people, hakuna mtu anamwambia kitu. Then she decided to come back to Narok kujua what's happening. Kakuja tried, when alikuja actually I didn't see her. Juu alijua nakuja, then they took me to a neighbor's house, but far kidogo. Then wakanificha huko gate, singetoka nje ya gate. So I used to nini. Apparently that the house they took me, the lady used to be a doctor, and the girl, her firstborn, tulizaliwa same hospital. Yeah. Yoni likuja kujua later. Yeah. So my aunt akajaribu kuwa beg for me nirudi shule, but they refused. Reason being that I belong to them. My father had not paid for the dowry.
Oh no.
Yes.
So that's what you discovered later on.
Yes. My aunt decided, so if you've decided, then let me just go back. My aunt was very bitter because I think she had paid for school fees for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did they take you to school because they refused you to go with your aunt?
So I went there. Yeah, they took me to school. I joined St. Peter's Primary School in Narok.
Class what?
Class. I remember vizuri. Yeah, nilipeleko. Just since niko nimerepeat sana. Because sikuwa down the head. I was bright. Then nika peleko class 3. So I started there class 3. It was a good school. So kasoma hapo class 3 to class 8. But between hapo kuliko na challenges, cause unajua these things happen. Yeah, as much as people are your family, relatives, they will not take you 100% as theirs. So kuliko na challenges, so many challenges, like where I slept nini. So I remember when I was in class 3, my aunt, the aunt I now I'm living with in Narok, used to have a biashara, a chips place. So used to go to, I can't remember the place in Konito, where she used to buy nini viazi, potatoes. So where potatoes in a drop you are is like 4 kilometers. I'm in class 3. You know, class 3 then at Kotnenda we only had classes from morning till afternoon, then we go home.
Yeah.
So I used to go after viazi nimedropiwa. So najua the sack of viazi, the way inatoshana.
Mm.
It's big. So what I usually do, nani kilometers, like, I think 5 or 3. This is jua exactly. I used to go, unazigawa, unabeba na wheelbarrow, unapeleka home. Ni distance kidogo. Mm. I'm in class 3, remember. I'm still very young. Then I go back. Ivo mpaka ishe. Maybe ni sometimes ananua 1.5 sack, sizing so 2 sacks. So I used to do that. Manual work, nini. I knew how to cook when I was in class 3. Yes.
Your life changed. You had to mature so fast.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. I want us to pause here when we come back in the next hour, Richard.
Yes.
Would love to hear from you. How did God now bring that change in your life after going through that pain? Did you manage to finish primary and high school?
Yes, I did.
Good. So would love to know how did God literally bring that change?
Yeah.
I know you're a very different person. A happy man, happily married, happily serving.
Yes.
Would want to know that. Keep it right here, Top FM, the station where you listen and live. I'm hosting Richard Stephen Ohalo, a TV producer right here at Hope TV, sharing with us his story. And we are on the SMS line 20933 for your feedback. You can also get us at Hope FM Live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on 0717400555. That's our WhatsApp line for your comment. Indeed, God changes people's lives. Keep it right here.